All right, here we go. Wednesday, hump day, as they say.
Hump day.
And Freddie Kiger just rode into the studio his camel.
I did.
Put your camel to bed. Maria Muldaur.
Maria Muldaur, that's right.
Yeah, let me tell you about
Midnight
Ahab.
Midnight of the Aces.
Yeah, that's right. Let me tell you about Ahab,
Ray
the
Stevens.
Arab. Remember that politically incorrect song?
Oh, yeah. Well,
back
yeah.
then
yeah,
from
yeah, yeah.
Ray Stevens?
Ahab the Arab.
Really funny stuff.
The Sheikh of the Burning Sands.
That's right. And there was Fatima, and she had rings on her fingers and bells on her toes and a bone in her nose. Ho, ho.
That's pretty good.
Gosh, man, that's probing the depths of my mind.
I can't believe you're there. That's good, though. That's good.
Oh, he was a funny dude.
Well, he was.
Still is, I guess.
Oh, anyway. He did all those novelty songs.
Yeah.
The Streak.
That's right. He was standing over by the pole beans. Don't look at them! He was naked as a jaybird.
But he also did Everything is Beautiful.
In its own way.
Yep.
Da, 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 da. I had to dig that one out and play that one. That's a good song.
Hey, and speaking of which, Everything is Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
UNC softball hosting Winthrop at the softball stadium. And guess who gets to throw out the first pitch?
You? Really?
I'm so excited.
How did that happen?
Donna Papa, the head coach, called me up maybe 2 or 3 months ago.
Yeah.
Asked me if I'd be willing to do it. I'm like, yeah, I'd love
that. That's fantastic.
I'm pumped.
Oh, good
I'm
for
excited.
You, man.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
Yeah, I mean,
I want to tell you something, folks. If you guys have not been over to the softball complex, which is down at the bottom of the hill on the Raleigh Road as you get down to whatever, the government administration building.
Yeah, whatever it is.
You drive back up into the pines. It is a beautiful setting.
Yeah.
And check out some excellent softball.
Yeah, that is great, man.
I'm really pumped.
You're so excited, and you just can't hide it. He's about to lose control, and he thinks he likes it.
The only thing I'm worried about is I just want to keep the ball in the ballpark when I unleash it.
You don't want to hit the dirt with it.
No.
You want to get it over the plate.
No. Now, you're allowed, according to everybody, that you don't have to throw underhand like, windmilling.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to throw it softball, slow pitch.
Yeah.
You can come over the top, so I'm gonna try to come over the top. Yeah. Keep it close. Keep it close to the black on the plate.
I used to pitch softball when my daughter was playing softball when she was a little kid.
Yeah,
I used to pitch a little bit.
Yeah, be careful for a line shot right back up the middle.
To me, that's more difficult than throwing overhand.
Easy on your arm.
And some of those women really can hurl it. I'm telling you.
The best can top 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And clip it off their hip to put spin on it.
Yeah. Whew, my goodness.
So all of that led me to this category.
Okay.
Well, baseball traditions.
First of all, everybody's going to get out and see Freddie do the first
Please
pitch
come thing. Out. Please come out. I'm so pumped.
Don't be late. You don't want to miss this.
Baseball traditions. It's been a long-standing tradition for opening days.
Okay.
All-Star games, World Series games. But who was the first U.S. president to toss a first pitch?
Good question.
Who was the first United States president to throw out the first ball?
All right.
That's our question.
Great question.
If you know the answer, give us a call, 919-929-WCHL.
And you'll be eligible to win a $50 gift card from Cruisers Convenience Marketplace at the end of the week on $50 Friday.
Which will be Cruisers. Good to go.
That's right. Ron Stutz here reminding you that there are heroes among us, and we want to find them. Performance Auto Mall and WCHL salute hometown heroes every week. But first, you have to tell us about them. These are the people who make our community a better place. They do good things for others simply because it's the right thing to do. Go to our website, chapelboro.com, and nominate someone you know to be a hometown hero. Performance Auto Mall, recognizing hometown heroes for years, right here on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, the new WCHL.
First U.S. president to throw out the first pitch.
Got to go to the early 1900s.
Baseball game. I would think maybe
large man.
William Howard Taft.
That's it!
Really?
William Howard Taft. He started the American tradition of presidential first pitches in 1910 at Old Griffith Stadium in Washington.
Did he get it all the way to the plate?
I think he just tossed it from the stands.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's what that would do that.
Yeah, I guess they
toss
did.
It from the stands to a catcher or somebody. But it was on the Washington Senators opening day. Mm-hmm. Every president since Taft has thrown out at least one ceremonial first ball or pitch, either for opening day, All-Star game, World Series, and usually with a lot of fanfare.
Sure.
Donald Trump opted to decline the Washington Nationals' invitation to throw out the ceremonial first pitch this season.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay. Had an opportunity to make baseball great again.
All I'm doing is just reporting the facts.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, he's breaking with a lot of
the
tradition.
The All-Star game and World Series are still out there.
Yeah.
So, President Trump, you have a chance to reconsider.
Well, hey, listen, thanks, man.
Thank you. And everybody come out and support the UNC women's softball team tonight.
And support Freddie. Give him some moral support.
That'd be fun. Yeah. I'll try to keep the ball in the park and get close to being hopefully a strike.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I'm looking forward. It'd be fun.